Thank you, Didi. My coverage up here for this Section 6A Championship Wrestling has been complete. I will go through how the area wrestlers have done up here. At 107 pounds, Blake Foreman of Border West comes away with fifth place honors. He defeated Dolezal from Otter Tail Central in that fifth place match, 11-2. And then Brody Brunko won the third place match against Kern of New York Mills, 9-1. But then Brunko in the true second match was defeated by Adam Grable of Berthiaud Verndale Parkers Prairie, 11-1. So Grable's individual tournament season is over. At 114 pounds, Porter Clem, Border West, won his third place match over Moore of Wadena Deer Creek, 11-7. And then Kieran Gierke from the Knights was in the championship match, but he got pinned by the number one seed, Danny Salazar. Gierke, in a true second match, defeated Porter Clem. Gierke of the Knights defeated Clem of the Buccaneers. 4 minutes and 22 seconds. So Gierke of the Knights is a state entrant at 114. At 121 pounds, Braden McLean of the Buccaneers defeated Brock Brunkel of the Knights in the fifth place match, a pin in 3 minutes and 10 seconds. So we have no state entrants at 121. At 127, we had Griffin Clem competing in the tournament but didn't place. And then Nathan Richter for the Knights, the number one seed, defeated Blake Fisher of Osakis 6-1 in the final. So Fisher into the state tournament as a section champ. 133 pounds, Gage Idy of the Knights competed in the tournament, won his first match but then lost the next two matches. And then Trigg Olson, wrestling for fifth place, I believe he had the medically forfeit out of that fifth place match with that hand injury. At 139 pounds, Caden Wevley of the Knights competing in the tournament didn't place. And then Brock Martig for Border West won his fifth place match, 9-1, over Becker of Berthiaud Verndale Parkers Prairie. And then at 145 pounds, Tucker Hennessy for the Buccaneers wins by a pin in 259 in the third place match over Heintzelman of Pelican Rapids. Did not get a chance to wrestle a true second because he was defeated by Evan Dingwall of the Knights and in the finals. So Dingwall, a state entrant for the Knights. Tucker Hennessy, third place match, wins third place again in the tournament. And here we had Cody Craftifer for the Knights competing in the tournament, did not place. Gunnar Hennessy, the number one seed for the Buccaneers, wins his championship match over Taden Soma, Otter Tail Central, 12-9. So Gunnar Hennessy for the Buccaneers, a section champ, state entrant. And moving up here to 160, we had Owen Deal for the Buccaneers, did not place in the tournament. Number one seed Owen Gruco pins his way through the tournament. 39 seconds in the first round, 3 minutes and 50 seconds in the second round. A minute and 1 second pin win over the number two seed Simon Jacobson of Osakis. Owen Gruco, section champ, state entrant for the Knights at 160. 172 pounds. We had Jackson Gary for the Buccaneers competing in the tournament, didn't place. Logan Schmall for the Knights comes away with fifth place honors. He wins 11-4 over Chevy Heron of New York Mills in his fifth place match. 189 pounds. Dylan Grobner of the Buccaneers wins his third place match, a pin in 1 minute and 21 seconds over Simpson of New York Mills. Did not get a chance to wrestle a true second match. He was defeated by Pinella of Wadena Deer Creek in the semifinals. And then Ezekiel Seekert, your number one seed from the Knights, he pins his way through the tournament also. In the finals, he gets a pin over Pinella in 4 minutes and 34 seconds. Seekert, state entrant, section champ. At 215 pounds, we had Christian Murphy of the Buccaneers, did not place in the tournament. And we had Logan Long for the Knights. He comes away with second place honors. He is defeated in the finals by Connor Kep of Osakis. But state entrant. And then at heavyweight, we had Alexander Murphy for the Buccaneers. He loses his third place match, so he gets fourth place. And then Freddie Munoz of the Knights, number one seed. He's your champion at heavyweight, winning 5-1 over Grady Roberts of New York Mills. And it looks like the Buccaneers have one state entrant, section champ Gunnar Hennessy at 152, and I believe the Knights have seven state entrants. Kieran Gierke, runner-up at 114. At 127, Nathan Richter, your champ. At 145, Evan Dingwall, your section runner-up. At 160, Owen Gruco, your champ for the Knights. At 189, Ezekiel Seekert, your champ for the Knights. Logan Long, runner-up for the Knights at 215, and Freddie Munoz, your section champ at heavyweight. So the Knights put in over half of their team into the state tournament, seven wrestlers, and Border West puts in one. That's what we got here tonight, folks. I'm going to call it a night. We will see you next Wednesday at the state tournament. The West Central Area Ashby-Brannan-Evansville Knights will be wrestling at 6 p.m. on Wednesday night, and they will be wrestling the number three seed Chatfield Gophers. And they will wrestle either, whether they win or lose, they will wrestle again at 8 o'clock, I believe. So that's what we got, folks. Ron Erickson up here for Section 6A Individual Wrestling Tournament for KKLK. Thank you to the sponsors. If it wasn't for you, we could not be doing this coverage. And a special thank you to Dee Dee Wevely. Good job, Dee Dee. Always appreciate what you do for us, keeping us on our toes and keeping us online here. So thank you, folks. Thank you, Dee Dee. We're going to call it a night. Ron Erickson, thank you.
Partner with the undisputed leader in Enlist E3 soybean genetics. With exceptional yield and value, neighbor-friendly weed control, and more new elite genetics developed faster, Stein can help you